As far as impacts over much of the listening area and the Twin Lakes region, probably not seeing anything significant through the early evening time frame. I'd say for the most part, probably won't be seeing any impacts from the outer rain bands of the remnants of Beryl until later into the overnight hours tonight, Monday night into Tuesday morning. That being said, the main impacts we'll be looking for up around that region will be more than likely some heavy rainfall and potentially some flash flooding issues. Currently expecting anywhere between 3 to 4 inches of rain in some spots across much of the listening area, and locally greater amounts, obviously, if we have some stalling or training rain bands. The tornado threat, obviously non-zero, but relatively lower, comparatively speaking, to portions of southern Arkansas, and even as the evening has gone on so far, northern Louisiana. Obviously, several tornadoes have occurred so far with this system, so it's certainly capable of it. The environment is conducive for it, but in northern Arkansas will be a little bit more conditional through the overnight time frame, but certainly still a low-end tornado threat to be mindful of.